Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Down the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning.
Hey!
Lies a body.
Oh!
Just oozing light.
Oozing light. It's the Savage Nation oozing light tonight. And we're not going to talk about wives with knives. We're going to talk about knives on planes. Or shall I say, knaves with knives. The same geniuses who released 5,000 criminal illegal aliens into the streets, committing a felony by doing so, by the way, are now warning that they're going to release knives back on airplanes. Now, you say, Mike, you covered that first last night on the Savage Nation. Why aren't you covering the Rand Paul filibuster like all of the other geniuses in the media? A, because I don't need filler. B, because I think he's doing a great job without me. And C, because what do I have a talk show for, to listen to someone filibuster in the House of Representatives? God bless him. I'm not Wallbanger. Wallbanger's doing it because he doesn't have anything between his two ears tonight. So it's good filler. He's so desperate, he's interviewing a man without any brains between his ears. Juan Williams, where'd they get him from? Then they break to a guy named Ralph Reed, who looks like a 1930s criminal. To me, Ralph Reed looks like Pretty Boy Floyd. I'm not going to do that. I came into the city tonight, ladies and gentlemen, of the Savage Nation. Normally I broadcast out of one of my hidden locations, as you well know, dog, refrigerator, toilet, comfort zone. People say, why do you broadcast from home when you have a radio station to go to? Answer, refrigerator, dog, and toilet in that order. And total privacy, and no flu bugs, no germs on the keyboards, no super viruses from other radio hosts, no garbage in the garbage can, etc. But I decided to come into town tonight because San Francisco's got to be one of the most beautiful cities on earth. The lights just hitting the buildings, it's gorgeous. The Bay Bridge is lit up with a new light show. And I really miss the city. I love this city. Don't get me wrong. I walked around Chinatown today. I went into St. Mary's Cathedral, old St. Mary's Church. It was beautiful. I mean, really, it's a beautiful city. Really gorgeous. You got to see this city. If you could look past, you know, the obvious. The restaurants are full. Everywhere you turn, it's booming. There are cranes everywhere building buildings. Where's the recession? I don't see it. Busy town. So, as I come into the radio station tonight here, went and said hello to a few nice people that I know, haven't been back in 3 months. They said, what are you going to talk about tonight, Michael? I said, knives on planes. He said, what? What do you mean? I said, didn't you hear? Your Department of Transportation, whatever, the TSA, is going to let them bring knives on planes again. The guy said, what? He travels a lot. One of the Cumulus guys. What do you mean? He said, why would they do that? I said, no one knows why. That's why I'm going to do it again tonight, because you didn't even hear the story last night. And I'm going to do it again tonight. If you haven't heard the story, most of you haven't heard this, have you? Because your newspapers are glorifying one of the worst men on the planet who just died. One of the worst, most evil gangsters died. You would think that Jesus died himself. Yeah, Hugo Chavez died. A pig of a man, a monster, a criminal, a gangster, stole $2 billion while saying he was for the poor. Crime is out of control. But no, you wouldn't know that listening to the idiots who run the newspaper business. Instead, they show the Obama lovers in Venezuela crying because their dictator died. If you didn't hear the show yesterday, you missed the whole thing on Chavez. Okay, he reappropriated billions of dollars from the middle class, gave it to the poor, reduced the poverty rate, and guess what? Did crime go down? It went up. So the next time one of your liberal fools tell you that, oh, the reason that they rob and they rape is because they're downtrodden. They're an oppressed class. If only we took from the middle class, there'd be less crime. Well, show them the example from Chavez's utopia. My only wish is that Sean Penn is forced to move there. If I were president, I would strip him of his citizenship and make him live there and make movies there. But thank God I'm not president, right? I'm only a talk show. So if you care to talk about any of these topics, not wives with knives, though. I'm not interested in Judy Arias. Yeah, poor victim, that kid. Poor Judy Arias. She shot a boyfriend two or three times. stabbed him 17 times and slashed his throat from ear to ear, but it was in self-defense. There was not one wound on her. This is the most crazy case I've ever seen. But then again, it's made for the media. It's made for the lowlives like Nancy Graceless. A new bottom was hit in the media today with Judy Arias. Nevertheless, we're not talking about it. No, not wives with knives. I'll load the question up for you, which is knives on planes. What do you think about your government saying that it's going to be okay to carry 2 3/4 inch knives on airplanes again? Oh, wait, and 2 golf clubs, and a lacrosse stick. Let's see what else. And a small baseball bat. Hey, that makes sense. It's not like firemen setting fire to buildings to justify their grotesque pay. No. What, has the TSA got nothing to do but start a terrorist incident? It's like they're begging the Islamofascists to cut someone's throat so they can say that you need to have more restrictions put on your life. And let's see, as a caller said last night to the Savage Nation, let's see what the caller said. He said, let's see, no guns in your homes but knives on planes. 855-400-7282 is my phone number. 855-400-7282. If you care to call in on any of these topics, knives on planes, wives with knives. Hey, can you tell me something, by the way? You're not calling. What are you watching? The Judy Arias trial somewhere? Where's my caller base? 185 stations, millions of listeners, and there's no callers tonight. What's going on? What, do you want me to go home and do my show from home? Do you miss Teddy barking in the background? Is that it? You don't like the sound of the studio where I'm not opening and closing a refrigerator every 5 minutes? During the breaks, I run to the refrigerator. How am I not 500 pounds? I don't know. How come I don't look like Christy? And I don't mean Julie. Why don't I look like Christy with the amount of food I eat? It's a miracle. My dog weighs 10 3/4 pounds. He hasn't gained an ounce. He's losing weight. He eats my dog eats like a sports star. I killed my last dog from overfeeding her. God bless her. God bless her. I overfed her. I ate, she ate. Whatever I ate, she ate. I couldn't help it. I'm a nice person. I have a question for you. A Time for War, my novel. Yes, it's self-serving. I'm proud of the book. My first novel, Abuse of Power, was a raging bestseller. My second book, A Time for War, is not a raging bestseller. It has an anomaly in that the second week was bigger than the first, and the third is bigger than the second, which no one understands. Can anyone listening to this show tell me why, if they bought Abuse of Power, they did not buy A Time for War? Is it the economy, stupid? Is it that you don't have $26.99 less 40% to buy a book? Is it that you don't read anymore? Is it that you become a Twitterer? Is that you only communicate via iPhone? Is it because you could care less about reading? Is it because no one reads books anymore? It's the Savage Nation. I have no idea what time it is. I know it's close to break time. It's close to break time. The phone number is 855-407-282. God bless Rand Paige. God bless the world. One call already. I got the lights lit up and only one caller on the knives. I could take a call. Let's start with a clip of a man fired from CNN because even he was too old. His bridge fell out of his mouth once on the air. Larry King. Larry King started in radio when Moses was leading the Jews out of Israel. And even CNN, as leftist as it is, got rid of Larry Seltzer. Let's listen to Larry Seltzer in clip 9 on Chavez.
He was kind of guy, he was larger than life. He was huggable. Had he been
huggable,
an American Republican or Democrat, he'd have been an elected official. He had a way, he Schmuck. Generated a positiveness about him.
He was a degenerate, you're right.
The crew liked him. You know, the people around him liked him. You could tell that the people working with him liked him.
He was effusive. You're a smart guy, Larry.
He was... A lot of things he said I thought were incredible. You know, he thought that there was definitely a Holocaust in Israel, but on the other hand, he thought Israel, despite being small, was a menace to other nations.
Wait a minute. He thought there was a Holocaust in Israel? He thought there was a Holocaust in Israel? This is what you learned in Brooklyn, Larry, over the oilcloth with the seltzer and the knishes? That Chavez thought there was a Holocaust in Israel? Are you crazy? This is Larry King. That's why he was fired. Even CNN has limits. So they threw him off because I heard that his bridge fell out of his mouth once on the air and it damaged the equipment. But he had nothing to say but good things about Larry Chavez. Larry King. Lovable. He was larger than life. He was a huggable guy. I'll bet you Stalin, Uncle Joe, was a huggable guy, too. They say Hitler was very charming also in person. He liked cream cakes, you idiot, you. So this is the world I have to live with. Instead of being a normal man at this time of day, what are normal men my age doing? They're going to dinner. Normal people my age are retired. They're going to dinner now. I would rather commit suicide than have only that to do every night. Thank God I have radio. Is there life after radio? I just did an interview with a radio publication that'll be out shortly, and they said to me, how many more years do you want to do this, Michael? And I said, is there life after radio? And the answer is obvious. No. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with the message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry, this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Here's a vote. Traffic southbound 101, Millbrae Avenue. The accident finally cleared, but it was blocking three lanes, so traffic is backed up to Oyster Point. In the backup, a stalled car southbound 101 at Airport in the left lane. Northbound 101, Kehoe, crash cleared. Traffic's not backed up to Holly Street. Southbound 101 in the South Bay, slow from before Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. Southbound 880, slow from 237 as you head down to 101. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares.
You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history: fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country.
Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
When the lights go down
in the city, it is Michael Savage. I feel good tonight. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel down. I don't know what's wrong. It's the radio station. It's coming into town. It's seeing the buildings. It's seeing the... You know how many cranes are in downtown San Francisco building buildings? High-rises are going up like in the boom of the 60s in New York. Remember those days? It's unbelievable. Wherever I look down here in the 3rd, 2nd Street area, Howard, cranes are going up. Young people are bustling to and from work. Where is this recession? The restaurants were full today. You walk around in French restaurants, jam, fries, frites, pot. I don't understand this. And yet there's another part of America that is broke. So I'm not going to pretend that I understand this. I don't quite understand it. It's a bifurcated recession. It's a bifurcated recovery. It's a bifurcated economy. It's a bifurcated and, well, you get the picture. So we're talking about wives with knives, not. Mainly we're talking about knives on planes. I don't want to repeat the topics every 2 minutes. It's boring. I feel good. That's all I know. I have a great guest in the next hour. I'm doing a little guest. We have a Langley Intelligence Group expert on Hugo Chavez, former CIA guy. Right. Ooh, CIA. Ooh, you're consorting with the man. Yeah, I'm consorting with the man. I want to talk to a homeless bum. I want to talk to somebody from Occupy about it. Who do you think I'm going to talk to about Chavez, idiot? Someone from the CIA who knows who he is. Let's go to some callers. Let's see if I can really screw up my mood by taking a caller I don't like. Brandon in Fort Myers, Florida. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Yeah. Gone and already dead. First call shot. I knew something would go wrong if I came to the city. Work better remotely. Are you there, Brandon? No.
Yes.
I can't hear a word he's saying. Thank you. I cannot hear Brandon. There's no hearing. He's not coming through. I just said I can't hear him. Okay. Now, that's it. I knew. Yeah, keep talking, Mike. Just keep yapping. That's all. All right, let's go to knives on planes. I had a good caller there, but that wasn't there. What, he hang up? That's why I stay home. That's why I stay home. I would have already gone for a salty snack and given myself an autoimmune disease. Did you see that, what's going on? I've warned you about salt for a long while now. I told you about the Sasaki et al. Study that I learned in grad school. Yes, I went to grad school. Yes, I'm proud of my PhD. Yes, if you don't like it, you can shove it, because I don't care whether you like it or not. And I warned you that high salt intake is related to hypertension. But a new study just came out that too much salt may trigger autoimmune diseases. This is a new one. It's based on genetic engineering studies in genetic engineering. High salt diets increase levels of a type of immune cell linked with autoimmune disease. I mean, listen, that's why I do health topics. I want to keep my savage audience savage long enough so that we can outlive the regime that's destroyed the country on many different levels. They found that adding salt to the diet of mice induced the production of Th17 cells, and that mice genetically engineered to develop a form of multiple sclerosis had more severe disease than mice fed a normal mouse diet. Now, I don't know whether the Department of Homeland Security is considering using conservatives in these studies instead of mice, but I wouldn't be surprised if we learn shortly they'll be doing experiments on anyone who opposes the use of drones, domestic drones. Anyone who opposes the use of domestic drones, Janet Napolitano will round you up with a tank with rubber tires and use you instead of mice to see what your T-cells look like after they salt you to death. 855-400-7282. There's a snowstorm on the East Coast, you know. Snow in Washington, snow in New York. We got one caller out of New York City. It's supposed to be snowing there tonight. I love New York when it snowed. It was clean. It was the way God intended Manhattan to look. Clean. Not carboniferous. It was great. I have a memory. Is it snowing in New York? Supposed to be tonight. Yeah? I don't know. Washington got snowed out. They had to go home, the bureaucrats. So MAL callers are probably not calling tonight out of Washington because it's their home. They're Currier and Ives. They're all at home now, Currier and Ives. They're reading books to their children. They're looking at internet pornography and looking at their iPhones. What a country we've become. Whole families sit in restaurants with their heads down under the table looking at iPhones. It's unbelievable. The waiter comes over and doesn't even look at them. He hits an iPhone and asks them at the table what they want to order, and they answer him by iPhone without saying what they want in person. Everyone's talking in iPhones. But here I am. I'm talking in real time on the Savage Nation. The phone number you know already, 855-400-7282. Life is good. People are wonderful. And radio is great. I don't know if I want to take the knife calls now. After building it up and getting 100 knife calls, I don't know if I can do with it. You know, I don't know what I want to do. I'm not in the mood to talk at all. I mean, to have you talk at all. What else do we have? I don't know what I want to do. I'm not focused yet. Here's one that I like. Here's a good story I wanted. Talks continue on McDonald's Muslim diet agreement. A so-called judge has met privately with so-called attorneys on a proposed $700,000 payment by McDonald's and a Michigan franchisee to settle a suit that says they falsely advertise food as being prepared according to Islamic law. Can you believe this? Settle the suit filed on behalf of Dearborn Heights resident Ahmed Ahmed. A settlement will be shared by Ahmed, a Detroit health clinic, the Arab American National Museum, and lawyers. The suit says Ahmed bought a chicken sandwich in 2011 at a Dearborn McDonald's but found it wasn't halal, meaning it didn't meet Islamic food rules. Can you believe a thing like this? I mean, I know Jews who are kosher. They don't eat at McDonald's. They know better than to eat at McDonald's. So who are they fooling? Who is a religious Muslim who would think you're going to get a halal chicken in a McDonald's? That's like getting a halal president in America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Facebook has named the Chancellor of UC San Francisco to its board of directors. She's only the second woman on the company's board. A Silicon Valley congresswoman has introduced a bill intended to increase online privacy. The measure would establish when law enforcement can access personal information from cloud and location-based services. And police in Richmond want to know, who would rob the home of a police officer and poison his two dogs? One of the dogs died, and the killer got away with guns and other items from the house. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash southbound 101 Tully Road in San Jose. Couple of cars there should be off to the side now. And eastbound 80 Ashby Avenue, crash. Two cars involved. The second lane from the left is blocked. Traffic's going to be slow as you come out of the MacArthur Maze. Northbound 101 looks pretty good. In fact, eastbound 80 just slow from 101 onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. I'll say it again. A 30-year fixed mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with no fees, not even an appraisal deposit. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 30 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.375% rate 30-year money today.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase four qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a Visa gift card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
We're known for our unheard-of low prices, but they just got even lower at Lumber Liquidators' big laminate flooring sale. All Dream Home laminates are an incredible 20% off. And get 10% off other click floors, including pre-finished hardwood, hand-scraped hardwood, and vinyl wood plank. If it clicks, you save up to 20%. But don't wait. These deals will not last. Plus, get special extended financing. Big laminate flooring sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Melanie Morgan here with a shout-out to you homeowners with a loan greater than $625,000. That's right, I'm talking to you, jumbo loan owners. You've heard interest rates are low. Yeah, yeah, but that means for everybody but us, right? Wrong. My good friend Greg O'Donnell says that's just not fair, and he's here to take care of your jumbo loan financing needs. Is your loan amount more than $625,000? Greg's got jumbo money at less than 3.75%. No cost and no fees. Can't believe your ears? You heard it right. Repeating, Greg O'Donnell has jumbo mortgage loans at 3.75% at no cost and no fees. Finally, somebody's looking out for the big guy. Hey, jumbo loan owners, take it from me, Mel Morgan. Call Greg O'Donnell and his team right now at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 or visit him online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the CalDRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.75%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
On the next morning show, it's for real. The post-Pop-Tart traumatic stress disorder. You'll hear about it on a Thirsty Thursday. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It's the Dropkick Savage Show. I love this song. I just, that masculine energy. Why don't they just go raging in the streets and take the country back from the slime? Why don't all the muscular guys with tattoos go out there and take the country back? I can't take it anymore! I understand you! How much can a young man take from this feminized society of ours? Beaten up and drugged since childhood by these school moms, these fascists. That's why we're playing Dropkick Murphy. Pardon me for getting enthusiastic here at the Savage Nation. This is great. When I come down at the bottom of the hour, you know why it's a good time for me? See, it's like when I start, it's like 6 minutes after the hour, and my competition on Fox News is already into the show. I came out of... So I lose you at the beginning. But at the bottom, they're in an ad. O'Reilly's trying to negotiate Heindel for a new suit for free. The other one's trying to get a free toupee treatment. I don't understand this. How could a guy be such a schnurrer who makes $10, $20 million a year and he gets suits by Hickey Freeman? What is the guy, that much of a schnurrer? He takes a free meatball after the show, too? I can't believe these guys. I mean, this is embarrassing. Roger Ailes, if you're listening to me on this would-be snowy night in New York, you got to cut that out. Suits for O'Reilly by Hickey Freeman. Hairdo for this one by hair treatment by that. Special shoes for free by that one. It's embarrassing, man. It's like getting a free meal. Everyone knows in radio not to do that. That's schnurredom. The guy can't buy himself a $5,000 suit? A rich guy like O'Reilly? The other one can't buy a suit? What is he, poor? He's a member of the Occupy crowd? He's got to take a suit out of a bin? They're still in a break. I am beating them to death right now because I'm live on the Savage Nation, and Wallbang is still in a break. He's seeing if he can negotiate a new hairdo for free. A little treatment after the show. Hairspray by Hairspray Incorporated. We are talking about a number of topics on the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. This is not Fox News. This is the Savage Nation. It's different. I admit it. So let's go to a call. Nick in Las Vegas. Nick, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
I was just wondering, have you heard of your book, A Time for War? Has it been put on any government watch lists?
Is that why you're not buying it? Is that why? You see, this is, I'm telling you, something's wrong. I mean, my first novel was a big hit. The second one is not a big hit. I want to know why. It's a better book.
Well, the person I know has a top security clearance. And every 5 years, those are renewed by the government. And he purchased through Kindle three books, novels on survival. And because of that, he was marked out for special investigation.
Oh, my God. We're living in a Nazi regime. You know, when I was a kid, I heard that in Hitler Germany, one German reported another. Children reported their parents if they weren't loyal enough to Hitler. Is that what America's become under this dictatorship that we're living in under Obama? That if you buy a book, it goes into a computer database? I mean, you buy A Time for War and they find out that you're reading A Time for War and you're suddenly suspect? Is that what you're implying? I believe you. I'm shocked, but I believe you. So I will not send you a free copy of A Time for War. I don't want to put you on a watch list. By the way, you know, every day a newsletter goes out for free. You go to my website, michaelsavage.com, and you sign up, you get a free newsletter, right? And they're short and they're sweet. It comes into your inbox. Here's yesterday's newsletter. And the reason I'm mentioning it is it shows you one of the things I talked about yesterday. Like what I just said about the book and the watch list, is that could be tomorrow's newsletter. Here's my newsletter for today, freebie, right? Liberals have become everything they hate. They're the new fascists. Jesse Jackson is calling those who believe in the Second Amendment anti-American people who want to overthrow the government. Dr. Savage told his audience, adding, according to this crazy man, you're the anti-American people who want to stop the gang that's bankrupting the country. You're the anti-American people who say enough is enough. Who are the real anti-American people? Now the Department of Homeland Security is buying tanks for the streets. Let's take one nightmare scenario. Obama triggers insurrection. And then he declares martial law and tanks appear in the streets with loudspeakers like in communist China. Turn in your guns or else. The liberals would cheer him. If they burn books they don't approve of, liberals would cheer him. You know, a man with a restaurant put up a picture of me sitting with Mitt Romney, and a liberal told him to take the picture down in the restaurant or he would never eat there again. People tell bookstore owners not to sell my book, A Time for War. Liberals have become everything they feared their entire lives. They are the new fascists. That was yesterday's newsletter. A lot of people got it in their inbox. So you want to get your newsletter for free, go to michaelsavage.com and click on it. You will not go on a watch list. It's a secure website, okay? 855-400-7282. What's going on in the country right now? I'm telling you, the economy in San Francisco is booming. I'm telling you right now. I got eyes, I got ears. Cranes everywhere building high-rises south of Market. Rentals out of control. If I ever told you what rentals are in the city, you wouldn't believe me. Because it's not like this in most parts of the... So who's paying it? Where are the people getting the money from? There's a booming economy. And let me tell you something else, just so you know it. One of the reasons Obama's approval ratings are still pretty good is because the economy's doing well. I know you don't want to hear it. And most of the phonies making $20 million a year, oh, yeah, they're one of the poor down. The guys who get like the free $4,000 suit from Hickey Freeman. They're like with the people. They're such phonies. It's just like all of the others on the left, part of the government media complex. You know, they're poor. They're not poor. Oh, the economy's bad, man. They're trying to, like, bond with you because you're a listener. You're good for ratings. The economy's booming. The economy is booming. Whatever the government has done, it's booming. So don't think I'm going to get into the whole thing about how bad things are. Things are good in the country. They are. That's the truth. Things are bad in some ways, socially. They're threatening us. People feel threatened by this guy and this gang. But the thing is, as long as the economy is good, and it's good, he's going to remain very popular. Make no mistake about it. That's the way the world works. It's always bread and butter issues that determine the success or failure of a presidency. People don't really care about anything else. You do. fanatic listeners of my show care, but most people are oblivious. They could care less. They live in their own world. They got a paycheck. They can buy themselves some dope and a vegan dinner. What more do they want? I'll bet you if you found how many people are vegans who smoke marijuana incessantly, you'd find that it's much higher than amongst meat eaters. I think meat eaters like alcohol, and meat. You know, the old, right? The old beef eater kind of thing. English, beef, booze. That's from another time. Now it's like veganism and marijuana and being a wimp without a spine. I'm a vegan and whatever. I think I'm going to go for Italian after the restaurant. All I can think about is what I'm going to have for dinner late at night tonight after the show. It's very late. But down here, there's a lot of good restaurants like Thai. I had Indian for lunch. I don't want Thai. One gooey meal a day is enough. I got a salt. I could hardly walk back to the apartment. My feet were hurting me from the salt. It was horrible. Wow, did it taste good. Woo. But anyway, I don't know if I can do it in like an Asian meal tonight after the show. You talk about like another poisoning. It's like another dose. It's like getting sprayed with Raid every time I eat in one of those restaurants. It's like I want to see how strong I am. How much can I actually take till I actually die one day from over like the wrong food? I think I'm just going to drink tonight. When I was younger, many a nights I didn't eat at all. I drank. I used to like the splash of dinner on my stomach. That was the joke. When I came out of the South Seas areas of collecting plants, that was a joke amongst the old British colonialists. We liked the splash of breakfast in our stomach. They would drink in the morning. I never did, thank God. I never had an alcohol problem. I could give the kick joke. Everyone around me did. No, I didn't. I never drank during the day. Never. Knives on planes, wives with knives, Chavez worship, Hugo Chavez this, Langley Intelligence Group on Hugo Chavez later. Rampage Hour 8, New York Senator Philip, Kentucky Senator. I've never been to Kentucky. You say, you know, let's do a game like state. You mention the state, and I'll tell you what comes to mind. If you mention a state, I'll bet you an image comes to your mind, because we all deal in pictograms, right? How do you store billions of bits of information? Through pictograms. So if I say Kentucky, you know what comes to your mind? Bluegrass. You mean you see horses and grass. That's all you see. You don't see the hospital for drug addicts in Lexington. You don't see the junkies out in the street scoring, buying it from the orderlies around the back of the treatment facility. If I say Florida, what do you think of? What's the first image of Florida? No matter what they've tried to do, billions of dollars in expenditures, swamp. No matter what you say Florida, they spend billions of dollars to put the image of a beautiful beach in your mind. I see the Okefenokee Swamp, men in airboats without teeth with shotguns wanting to kill Easterners, Northeasterners. Airboats and toothless guys like from Deliverance. They look like swamp people. Wherever you go in Florida, it's like swamp crawlers come out. Okay, let's pick another state. I'll pick another state out of the air. And what do you think? Wisconsin. Snow. People from the snow with blue eyes. Big people with blue eyes. They look like Labrador Retriever people. Okay, another. I'm going to do like a free association, like 20 questions. Okay, next state. Maine. Rocky Crags. Rocky Crags. Okay, next. San Francisco. Bums, perverts, and crabs. In that order. I mean, no matter what they've tried to do to change the imagery, if you say San Francisco, what comes to your mind? Bums? Right? Deviants walking around naked in the street and crabs. And I'm not referring to, I'm talking fisherman's wharf crabs. Crabs are no longer a problem, by the way, as an STD. I don't know what happened to them. They used to be a big deal 30, 40 years ago. It was like a big deal. It's gone. Well, it's the shaving thing. I don't want to go into it. They've eliminated them through that procedure. Now they have other problems. You just get a deathly disease from that activity. You don't get something as that you can wash away with like a lotion. I'm giddy. I am already giddy from the pain of working in this business. How much of the world's problems could a man take? I go to sleep with it. I wake up with it. I eat it for lunch. Takeout food, Indian food. I'm watching the news. I go in the Indian restaurant. She has a TV. I take off a station and put on a news stay. How much can a man absorb of this world's problems without cracking up? Is it any wonder that I'm letting go of a little pain tonight? I'm not. I'm letting go. I'm blowing off steam. What's the difference? The ratings will be the same one way or the other. Do you realize if I talk about O'Reilly grifting a suit, you probably find that as interesting as me talking about Rand Paul filibustering? No, because I turned on Fox News before I went on. I was shocked. As the leprechaun was going off, it said, suits buy. I said, the bum can't buy himself a suit? He needs to grift out a suit from them? And Roger Ailes let him do, and Murdoch lets him do that? And I swear to God, what else did they show that he got for free? Ties by, like, Bonnie's, like, one thing after another. Why doesn't he list the restaurants he gets a free meal in? I wouldn't say that I know where Hannity goes for a meal. I know he probably has taste in food the way he has taste in music and taste in people who do hair. Rand Paul is still up there, hour 10, Kentucky, bluegrass, horses, fences, long fences. Big drug problem in Kentucky. For some reason, I don't understand it. Don't understand. I almost went to the University of Kentucky at Lexington. Would you believe it? It was like an NIH grant. I was like an idealist in my youth. I was going to save the world. I'm still trying to save the world in a strange way. Look at the books I wrote, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's. I thought about it. The wonderful things I've given the world that the haters don't know anything about. Just, it's shocking. Just shocking. What's the difference? Who cares what they know, right? Gainesville, Florida. John, you're next up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please. Did I hit two? Two. John, you're on the Savage Nation.
I've been listening to you on and off for the past maybe 2 weeks, and a lot of stuff you're saying I kind of agree with. And you were saying something about the economy, and I drive a truck for a living, and I don't see nothing slowing down as far as freight and stuff like that.
Bingo. Right. Look, I'm an observer of reality. I don't come in with a bias, truthfully. Yes, I'm a hardline conservative on most things, borders, language, culture. Okay, but as far as reality goes, I don't cloud my eyes with it with an agenda.
Right, you know, like, I'll be honest with you, I'm really disgusted with both sides. I really, the more I hear, you know, the left and the right, it's really a bunch of cheerleaders.
Well, it's not true. What you're hearing is the left and the left. You're hearing the left call the Democrats and the left call the Republicans, but the Republicans are not representing the conservative viewpoint. That's what, something you have to understand. It takes a little listening to understand that. But yes, trucks are booming. Truck drivers will tell you. The one thing that I worry about with regard to trucks and truck drivers, because I know an awful lot about it, is the price of diesel fuel. I wanted to fuel my boat this weekend, $5 a gallon for diesel. Now, what is a truck driver going to do? How doesn't that affect freight? Blah, 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 cost of food, that's why it's going up. Have you looked at the cost of meat? Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, and now's the time to grab a gal. That was a popular tune before my time after the Depression. The government put out songs like that, meaning the economy was getting better, and they actually put out songs that guys sang in order to make people go out and get married. Today it's anti-marriage. Everything is anti-man and woman. So there is no storm in war. Oh, there is no storm in. Look at this. WMAL in the heart of D.C., that is Washington, line 6, you're on the Savage Nation. No storm, huh?
Yeah, Dr. Savage, how you doing?
Good, good, good. No storm?
Yeah, well, they kind of blew it because I kept on watching. Well, I live on the outskirts of Washington, not in Washington, but where I live, you know, east of Washington, they were still calling for anywhere from 7 to 10 inches.
Where are you, in Langley, in the Langley area, in a hidden...
No, Maryland.
Oh, you live in Maryland. You live near Biden?
Bowie, Maryland.
You live near Biden? Ailes said that Biden is as dumb as a doorknob.
That I wouldn't know.
So there's no storm. It didn't hit. Yeah, they were wrong again. That's good. That's what I love about the weather. It's unpredictable. I love that. It just shows you what a liar Al Gore is. People know you can't predict weather, that moron. Thank you. Well, look at the money he made lying. It shows how many gullible fools there are out there. I am running so short of time that I'm going to take a break while they're giving Wallbanger a new suit for free. Who's he talking to there? A blonde? Not her again. Oh, man, she don't like me. I heard she doesn't like me at all because I once called her. She looked like a post-op TV. So she knows she likes my mind, but I heard she won't listen to my, like, ever come on. Who needs her? She does look like a post-op TV. I'm telling you, I swear to God. But I never met a post-op TV I didn't like. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to $1 a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Here's a vote. Traffic, more problems peninsula, northbound 101 Broadway in Burlingame. It's car fire being reported. Should be off to the right shoulder, but lots of activity. CHP fire unit still on the way. South Bay, northbound 880, North 1st Street in San Jose. Crash, left lane block there. Northbound 880, also at 237, another crash. That's got the third lane from the left block. Slow out of the South Bay. And westbound 80 before Powell. Crash, second lane from the left. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
This is a scary marketplace. Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future. And for everybody that's interested, we do offer a complimentary consultation, which does include a navigator, which is a planning tool we supply to each and every person we meet. We'll discuss investing, retirement, insurance. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Rackspace just open sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere, in your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the Open Cloud for free at Rackspace.com. Rackspace, the Open Cloud Company.
After a fluffy waffle and some HDTV time at La Quinta, you know what you'll do in your big presentation? You'll pull them over! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Party yourself into shape with Zumba classes with Nanette Vides. Shake what your mama gave you. SweetJack.com nabbed half off.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Cheaper tomatoes.
I love it. I'm having a good time.
Now's the time to fall in love. Why, the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker all gave their price a downward shove.
You see, this was another time. It was way before my time. Don't think I'm that old.
eggs and bacon.
But they were encouraging a boy to meet a girl and get married and have a family, the picket fence. Now it's a disgrace what they've done to the man and woman in this country. Can't blame Obama for that, I'm sorry. Can blame Nixon for that, or George Bush. I'm having such a good time. The first hour flew by. If I'm having a good time, you're having a good time. If my energy's high, your energy's high. It is. That's what radio's all about. Remember this, people. Radio is an entertainment medium. Yes, this is a political talk show by and large, but truthfully, it's more than that. It's also like what I want it to be. I mean, if I told you my dog's not with me tonight, Teddy, you'd want to know why. Because you know that if you listen to my show, it's like a serial. 18 years in radio, you build up a following, millions of people. So they want, where's Teddy tonight? I'm in the radio station. Where's my loyal buddy? He's not here. He had to go to Irene the dog handler. Why? Because tomorrow he's getting his teeth done at 8 in the morning. Oh, man, they put him out. You know, they knocked the dog out now with anesthesia to do their teeth? Oh, yeah. The tartar. They got a breath on them. It's like a person sleeping in the bed next to you. What a howl on him. You could die. I mean, for 10 pounds, sometimes I get a howl on him. I don't know. It's like, Lassie, it's enough already, man. I can't take this. Get out of my bed. This has gone too far. So, okay, they got to do the teeth on them, that's all. They're like people, mammals, subject to the same whims as us. You know, the way of all flesh. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. We love them. It's like mini-us. Mini-usses. They're like mini-usses, dogs, aren't they? Only they're better than people. We all know that. Don't, I don't want criers now. I'm going to get a guy calling. My dog died yesterday. I'm all alone. I don't know what to do. Please. We don't want the maudlin calls about dead animals. My suggestion is cremate and put them in a box. Put a picture of the animal on top of the box and put it on your desk and get another dog the next week. No one will ever match my Skippy. No one will ever be like him, no. It's true. I don't ever want another dog after Teddy. I've had it. If I should outlive him, which I hope I do, because he's only like 8, 9, I think I have more than 3 years left in me. I don't, who knows, but if I should, I'm not getting another dog. I can't go through it. I cannot have another one die on me. I can't. I thought the last one who died, my Sheltie, I loved her. I remembered her when she was little, jumping over fences. She looked like Lassie, but the children were babies. By the time the children moved out, went to college, whatever, she was already unable to walk. The stomach was hanging down. They were ready to give her the gas. Then I got this guy. I'm so in love with him. I don't know what to do. He's like a brother, a dog brother. No more. I never want another dog. I can't take it. It's Heartbreak City.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, we're all doing the some kind of Irish dance here in the KSFO studios in San Francisco. Going out to all the stations in the Savage Nation. Yeah! Rampage. 10 hours of filibustering. No wonder they try to stop the filibuster. I will not play any of Rand Paul because you've heard it. You will hear it. It'll be on tomorrow. No one cares. You should care. I mean, do you want drones on American soil? Even liberals don't want the government with that power. Let me tell you why, idiot liberals. Because once this regime is over, and it will come to an end one day, and we have the pendulum swing to the American side, and we get a real American president, and a real American government, and a real American administration, and they have the power to use drones, you want them to have that power, moron? So don't grant it to your friend Obama. Is what he's saying. So I just did the whole shot. I'm not doing it anymore. Instead, I'm talking about TSA allows knives on airplanes. It's still a good story. It still has legs. Knives have legs tonight. And I still haven't had a reasonable answer of why. It's not like whether or not really we should be able to have 3-inch knives. Here's the question. Why now? Why did the TSA now suddenly decide, okay, let him have knives again? How about a small bottle of acid to go with it? Since you can have a small knife, a 2 3/4-inch knife, Big Sis is letting you have that back, right? Okay, have your knives, your nail files, you little fools, you. No guns on planes yet, but you can have little knives. You can have 2 golf clubs apiece, a lacrosse stick, and a baseball bat. You need that on an airplane in case you kind of want to stir up an incident so we can justify our budget. But if that doesn't work, In 9 months, we're considering letting you have a small bottle of hydrochloric acid. Only the travel size, though. You cannot have a big bottle of hydrochloric acid, but we're going to let you have a small travel size of hydrochloric acid in 9 months if there's not an incident, a terrorist incident, from the knives we're giving you. Because we have to justify this grotesque cockroach budget of ours. It's like a cockroach with blood in it. It's this. And when does this end? How big can a bureaucracy become till it bursts from its own engorgement? Yeah, I studied entomology once. I love the field. I don't particularly like bugs, but I liked entomology. It's a fascinating field. I like microbiology, fascinating. Bugs, superbugs. Now we got superbugs to worry about. Everywhere you turn, I come in the studio, they touched everything. I was afraid to touch a thing in here. I'm like David the Bubble Boy on radio. I work at a home studios. It's like sterile. It's only my viruses and bacteria, which I'm immune to, right? It's like it doesn't bother me. Like my bugs, my dog's bugs, my refrigerator bugs. But in here, I'm like a paranoid. I'm nightmare. I'm afraid to touch anything. I have like leather gloves on. We use Clorox wipes on everything in the studio. No, I have like the Hillside Strangler gloves. I look like if you walk by the studio tonight where I am, inside here, like with the glass in the hallway, you'd see like a guy broadcasting with a Hillside Strangler glove. I don't like Newt Gingrich. He's on Wallbanger's show. Roger Ailes said he is exactly what I always said he was. The word begins with a P and it ends with a, I'm not going to say it's a family show. He looks like it. He sounds like it. The wife looks, Calista, I mean, you talk about a wife that destroyed a man's, well, I think she was an embodiment of what he's really like, but she played the trombone or something to go with it. Thank God they never got anywhere. Oh, my God. What a fraud. Only Scarface could find him entertaining. Only Scarface could laugh at a joke that loser, lying Newt Gingrich puts out there. I can't stand him. I can't stand him, and I know he's a self-serving. What do we have for you on the Savage Nation? Knives you're doing? Knives on planes? I asked you also another question, by the way, which is, and I had an interesting call in the last hour. My first novel, Abuse of Power, was a bestseller. It was legitimate. So St. Martin's gave me a contract for a number of other novels in the Jack Hatfield series. So my next one came out 3 weeks ago, Time for War, and it's not selling as well. It's a better book. It's a better book. Now, in the first novel, the enemies are Islamists, but there was a Muslim hero as well. The woman, remember the woman Muslim? She was the hero because I understand the reality of it. In this novel, the enemies are Chinese cells in America. And I've told you last week that I had proof that they screwed up my ad campaign. I told you that the book was basically banned from Fox News because it attacked China and they do big business in China. You wouldn't know any of this. But now I want to ask you why you haven't bought it if you bought the first novel. It's that simple. Tim in Springfield, Mo, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I've been listening to you for probably about the last 2 years now. A friend of mine lives down here, got me turned on to you, and I love your show.
Thank you. I love the show, too.
There's a reason why I haven't been able to buy your book yet.
Why?
I'm a delivery driver for a well-known company, and people in Springfield are too cheap to be able to actually tip you to where you can actually be able to afford nice things and be able to make money.
That's very interesting. So this is an interesting call. Why we took it is this. I was alleging the economy's booming in certain areas, and it is in San Francisco. The cranes are building high-rises. The restaurants are booming. Are you saying that in Springfield the economy is still depressed?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's just, I don't know if it's a mixture of both liberals and conservatives, but they're all being too cheap to actually tip anything.
Yeah, no, I believe it. We could go into who tips worse because I've done shows like that. I've had the greatest taxi driver calls out of New York City on that one. They'll hands down tell you the cheapest tippers are liberal lawyers. They generally don't tip. I'm sending you a Time for War, though. You got a free gift coming your way. That's all. Move on. WFTL in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 50,000 watts of joy. I haven't been down to my house in Florida this year. I went once. I left after 2 days. It was so hot. I went in like, when was it, October, November, December? It was like a summer day. I almost died. I don't like air conditioning. I figured in the winter I wouldn't need it. The breeze comes in from the ocean. I sweat in that room. I suffered. I don't like walking out in humidity, so I left after 2 days. But I may go back down there again soon. Because there are things I love about Florida. Let's see. Let me count them on one finger. Let me see if I can count the things I love about Florida on one finger. No, I should love it. I got friends down there. I got good friends. So that's the one thing I like about Florida. some people love the heat. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know about it. I always think like swamp creatures are going to get me. Now you got sinkholes to worry about. I didn't have enough with the fear of I'm a germaphobe, right? Now I got something new to fear about. A sinkhole is going to open up under my feet. Maybe the Homeland Security can look at the sinkholes if they're caused by terrorists. You know, that's an interesting thing. How come the Department of Homeland Security didn't look into sinkholes before they occurred? That's like a slip-up on their part. They should have known sinkholes were going to occur. And because I think it was done by, like, a foreign government. I think a foreign government was fracking somewhere in, like China. And the fracking in China caused the sinkholes in Florida. I mean, that's surely something that one of the Kennedy brothers who believes in the environmental causes would believe. That it was fracking in China that caused sinkholes in Florida. Which, because it's bad for the environment. Miami, Florida. On FTL, Paul, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Michael. Two quick things. One of the things you mentioned about the country and the bug, you know, it's like the government's a parasite, and maybe the parasite's growing off of, you know, the society and the people. But when does the parasite get so huge that it is bigger than actually the people and the society? And then what happens?
Well, no, that's a very, if you want to use the analogy of entomology and bugs that feed, like lice that feed off people, I mean, it's a pretty stiff analogy. And I know federal workers don't want to be seen as lice, but most of us unfortunately see their pensions and their pay is too great. The bureaucracies is too big. I can name departments that never should have been created that are doing nothing, and yet they're growing by leaps and bounds. So it's a logical question. When does the parasite reach the point that it's larger than the host is the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's generally not one parasite that exceeds the size of the host. It's the parasite reproduces, and many parasites can then become proliferate to the point where they, let us say, kill the host. And I think the people are starting to feel as the host that the government has become so parasitic that it's about to kill the host. We, the people, the taxpayers, feel like we're the host and we're being eaten alive, in plain English. I wouldn't go to the analogy of the... See, there's no analogy of the bug dying out because it eats too much. It usually kills the host, and then it goes on to another host. There are examples, though, of an epidemic. As an epidemiologist, I will tell you this. Most epidemics burn themselves out, incidentally. This is not a good analogy, though, because the government is not an epidemic. It is more like the parasite than the epidemic in that sense. What else did you call about?
I was thinking that perhaps it's just people are too burned out or don't want to face the fact or thought of war and just are passing on reading or picking up your book and looking at it because the thought of the horrors of it based on how...
That's interesting, but wait a minute. The first title was Abuse of Power. That was more engaging than A Time for War because people are afraid of war. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or are beat up and burned out because if war is coming, the government in its ineptitude won't be able to handle it.
Yeah, in the book I say the United States is under secret attack, blah, blah, blah. That's interesting. So they're afraid of that. As enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin, killing hundreds of thousands of civilians, Hatfield and Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. So they're afraid of the topic. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know the answer. It's bewildering to me, but I'm trying to get it from my audience itself. Have you read the book yet? Because I'm going to send you a free copy anyway. It's, like they say, putting a cross before a vampire is the best way to stop the vampire. I would say hold up a copy of A Time for War at a liberal's house and see what happens. The time is 17 minutes after the hour. Phone number is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, shopping for new window coverings at a home improvement store is like running a gauntlet of inexperience, high prices, and frustration. So stop it and go to Blinds.com for almost limitless selection and unrivaled expert service. I've used them. While you're there, try their new free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Just use your smartphone, tablet, or webcam and connect with a Blinds.com design expert. Blinds.com. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blind shade, shutters, or drapes for your space, only without any pressure to buy. And as always, installation is easy. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Set up your home now so it's ready for spring at Blinds.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Well, the fiscal cliff is history, but how will these new economic policies affect you and affect me? I'm Brian Sussman, and we already know that this year is going to cost us more than last year, so I'd like to invite you to a special financial seminar with Pat Vitucci. I'll be your MC. It's Tuesday, March 12th in Palo Alto, or Thursday, March 14th in Newark, both at 7 o'clock. Again, Pat Vitucci, financial seminar, free, no obligation, 7 p.m. at the Crown Plaza in Palo Alto on the 12th, or Thursday, March 14th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton in Newark. Just call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hartford 560, KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
On the next morning show, it's for real. The post-Pop-Tart traumatic stress disorder. You'll hear about it on a Thirsty Thursday. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
We're not talking about wives with knives. We're talking about knaves with knives on airplanes, somewhat, because people don't even know how crazy it's becoming in this country. As I jokingly said, maybe they'll permit you to have a small bottle of acid next on an airplane. Here's an interesting news health story from the BBC on the Savage Nation. You know that I'm really into health stories, and I think we all are obsessed with disease, dying, health, right? Stomach cancer spotted by breath test. A quick and simple breath test can diagnose stomach cancer, study findings reveal. Scientists from Israel and China found the test was 90% accurate at detecting and distinguishing cancers from other stomach complaints in 130 patients. The test could revolutionize and speed up the way this cancer is diagnosed. And I'll tell you why this is an interesting story. Currently, doctors diagnose stomach cancer by taking a biopsy of the stomach lining using a probe and a flexible camera passed in the mouth down the gullet, right? The new test looks for chemical profiles in exhaled breath that are unique to patients with stomach cancer. Now, here's the tie-in. Cancer appears to give off a signature smell of volatile organic compounds that can be detected using the right technical medical kit and dogs. We've heard that dogs can detect cancer, right? Right, and I was joking about Hal. I mean, you know, you ever meet people who had such bad breath, you know that they're dying, like there's something wrong with them? There was once a politician here. He was actually I can't mention his name. He was known to have a breath on him that people had to leave the room. I'm not talking about a bad breath. There are different levels of halitosis. There are people with breaths that are so bad. Remember I told you about One Arm Frank in my storytelling in my years gone by? My father, God rest his soul, no, he didn't have bad breath. He was a clean guy. But we had a guy in the market came into my father's store named One Arm Frank. Remember the story from my book, Train Tracks? One Arm Frank was a guy who had one arm. In those days, though, it was not a PC time. So if someone had one arm and the arm of the suit was sewn to the pocket of the suit, no one goofed on him. He got a moniker like One Arm Frank. Whatever you had, it was easy to remember you. He didn't take offense. Hi, there's One Arm Frank. Hi, Frank. How are you? And then no one goofed about his arm, right? So anyway, One Arm Frank had a halitosis on him that could kill you. So once, I was a kid, maybe 10, 9 years old, and my father was going to drive One Arm Frank home, like via Williamsburg, over the Williamsburg Bridge. I tell you, it was a snowy night. It was cold, so the windows were shut. The heaters were on. It stank in that car. We didn't know what it was. So my father stopped the car and looked under the muffler. He looked under the muffler. He looked under the axle. He thought maybe he ran over a cat or something or a skunk. There were no skunks in New York, particularly in the winter. He got back in the car, closed the window, and again the smell. So we're going over the Williamsburg Bridge, and there was a pork processing, a slaughterhouse there. I forget, like Truns. I don't know what it was. It stank to high heaven. But it was closed for the winter. They weren't killing animals. Lo and behold, it was One Arm Frank. Well, we couldn't wait to drop him off. We drove home after that with the windows down and with snow coming in. I got the flu, of course, a few days later, but it was better getting the flu than dying of One Arm Frank's breath. Now, I don't know whether he had an illness or something, but this was a medical-level illness. So I have a very sharp sense of smell to begin with. Almost to the level. Not a dog is like 400 times that we have with the smell. We know that. You know, there are some humans with sharper senses of smell, which is why we're isolated from normal human beings. We hear things others can't hear. We smell things others can't smell. So we don't like being around people because most people are some, they have like, no, really, most people, by the way, if you have a very sharp sense of smell, it's not very pleasant to be around most people. I don't like cologne. I don't like perfume because it tends to mask the actual smell of the person. I can smell a liar, by the way. I was recently in a legal hearing a few months ago. The lawyers in that room, forget about it. I insulted one of the lawyers. In fact, into the hearing, about a couple hours into the hearing, I said to him, I have to leave the room, Your Honor, because this guy stinks so bad. He's such a liar. No, I said it right. They made me leave the room. My lawyer came running out. He said, you can't say that in here. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult him, but he stank. The guy was such a paid liar, this lawyer. He was so awful. And you know how, like, when people lie, their suits have a certain stink? The opposition lawyer, he stank. I left the room. I said to my lawyer, I won't do it again. I'm sorry. I came back in. I sat down. I apologized to the judge. And I immediately attacked the opposition lawyer again. I said, I'm leaving again, Your Honor. I can't take it. It stinks in here. This guy stinks so badly, I'm leaving the room. I smelled a deceitful, horrible man who's probably dying of something because he's so awful. He probably gave himself a cancer from being so evil. I hope not. Yeah, I hope not. Yeah. It's the Savage Nation. When I come back, politics. Don't worry about it. It won't be about bad breath.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to a dollar a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowke, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. A worker at a wildlife sanctuary in Fresno County has been killed in a lion attack. Authorities say the worker was attacked inside a lion cage at Project Survival's Cat Haven Sanctuary, 45 miles east of Fresno. The animal was also put down. Charges will be dropped against two of the three people found aboard a yacht stolen from the Sausalito Yacht Harbor this week. Prosecutors say the two did not know the boat was stolen. And the police chief in Alameda is retiring after 27 years with the department. His last day on the job is June 1st, but he'll serve as a consultant during the search for a new chief. Taking a look at the roadways. Have a stall northbound 880 at Winton, blocking the third lane from the left. Traffic backed up to Tennyson Road. Southbound 280 at Stevens Creek in San Jose. Crash looks like that one's off to the right side. Northbound 880 at First Street in accident, also to the right side. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-year mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-year mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-303-1188.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-303-1188, 800-303-1188.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On the next morning show, it's for real. The post-Pop-Tart traumatic stress disorder. You'll hear about it on a Thirsty Thursday. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. So we're going to move on to more, how much more serious can get than stomach cancer being diagnosed through a breath test, which confirms why dogs are able to detect, you know, stomach cancer, maybe other cancers, because they pick up the volatile organic compounds. But I wasn't so jokingly saying that there are people who have, you know, not just halitosis, but breaths that you know that they're ill, right? You can sense it as a human being, and we generally avoid them, incidentally. Now let's move on to a noxious individual who died yesterday, named Hugo Chavez, who's being glorified by the fools in the American media, the fellow traveling idiots, who are not telling you what Hugo Chavez actually did to Venezuela. Don't take my word for it. Let's go to a man named Fred Flights, who was with the CIA during the directorship of William J. Casey and served for nearly 20 years during the administrations of President George W. Bush and others. He served as chief of staff to John Bolton, then Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, and Bolton was a certifiably great guy. He's with us now. He's going to tell us about what happened under Chavez, what's liable to happen now. Let's go immediately to Fred Flights on the Savage Nation. Mr. Flights, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thank you for taking the trouble late this evening. You know, yesterday I was talking about it. I don't know much about it, but I was reading an incredible article about the crime rate in Venezuela, and that although Chavez had reduced the poverty rate from 50% when he seized power to something like 29%, the crime rate went up anyway. So the income redistribution didn't lower the crime rate. What's that about?
Well, Chavez spent very heavily to keep himself in power. He ran up the debt of Yugoslavia to almost $90 billion. The currency in Yugoslavia dropped in value by over 900% since he came into office. But I want to jump to a point you raised earlier, though.
Now, wait, you're talking about Chavez and the nation of Venezuela, correct?
Yes.
Okay, not you. You were saying another country.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say I'm sorry?
No, it's okay. You were saying Yugoslavia. I thought we shifted gears here. One day I'd like to talk with you about Yugoslavia and what's gone on there, stealing a piece of Serbia. But what do you think is going to happen now?
But he's done a lot of damage.
No, we know that. But the people in the media in America are saying he was quick-witted, he was wonderful, he was huggable as a great guy. The middle class was decimated under Chavez, correct?
Well, I mean, he's given them short-term goodies. He bought houses during the presidential campaign last year. He borrowed $42 million from China, $12 billion in 2011 and 2012, to finance this enormous buy-off to win his reelection. So, I mean, the people of the country, they got some short-term benefits, but this country has debt, which is in junk status. They have $90 billion in debt. 70%, the debt is 70% of GDP as of February 2012.
Hold it. That's Chavez's nation. What is our debt in terms of GDP? Is it much higher or lower?
It's lower, but I don't know the figure offhand.
Okay. Well, so we're not yet in the status of that nation. So who's going to take over after Chavez? It's Vice President Maduro, the bus driver?
His chosen successor, who's very close to Cuba, will probably win in a sympathy vote.
Right. And what will he do?
Well, Maduro does not have the charisma of Chavez or the ability to keep in line the kleptocratic characters who've been part of the Chavez entourage. And my organization, I'm now with an organization called the Lightning Intelligence Group Network, lignet.com. We think there's going to be enormous infighting among the Chavez infighters, that Maduro will win a six-year term in an election to be held within 30 days. But we see an opening for the opposition over the long term because the country's economic disaster is just not sustainable.
Okay, you were with the CIA. You can answer certain questions. You can't answer others. Did you see the story today that the head of the Communist Party in Russia demands an investigation of Chavez's death, claiming that he was killed by, well, American operatives who gave him cancer? That's crazy, right?
Of course it's crazy. Maduro made the same point, that he was poisoned by foreigners, but he meant the United States. It's just lunacy, but it's the kind of nonsense we hear from these people.
Well, okay, I believe it's nonsense, but remember, a lot of people believe in nonsense, and Fidel Castro warned Chavez, these people, meaning the Americans, have developed technology. You're very careless. Take care of what you eat, what they give you to eat. A little needle and they inject you with I don't know what. So they're claiming that he was injected? What, did he go to New York and eat a knish and get cancer?
Well, I think it just discredits the Chavez movement more. I mean, there may be an element in Venezuela that will believe this, but there's already considerable opposition to the Chavez movement. The opposition did surprisingly well in elections last October, and I think that they will continue to improve their position over time.
I understand that the students in Venezuela are opposed to the Chavez years, that the students don't like him very much. There's been a big turning let's say, the support turned against Chavez in the student movement. Is that true?
I think that's true. Chavez has appealed to the very poor and to the people outside of the cities, not to the intellectuals. The job situation outside of the oil industry is very bad because the economy is in such bad shape.
Yeah. So you don't see much change then coming with the Maduro?
I think change is coming because the economic situation is not sustainable and the opposition made serious gains in 2012. I think that Chavez's chosen successor will probably be reelected in 4 weeks, but I think it's then going to be a downward spiral.
All right, high crime rate, government corruption, mismanagement of the oil industry, homicides are amongst the highest in the Americas, all a product of Chavez, who allegedly accrued a fortune of $2 billion. Can you confirm that?
I think that's right, and it's not just from the oil industry, it's from drug trafficking. He and his entourage, there are many reports that they're involved in the drug trafficking industry.
And yet the American media glorify him. I guess they love drug dealers because they provide them with their recreational drugs. Fred Flights is with a group called Lignet, LIGNET.com. He's joined us tonight on the Savage Nation. Thank you very much. It's always good to have an expert to either confirm or modify my viewpoints. Let's go back to the other topics. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. We were talking about knives on airplanes earlier, and I'd like to go back to that because many of you don't even know that your government came up with this cockamamie idea. No one can believe this, and yet some of you think it's a good idea. For example, Charles in Tucson, Arizona, has been holding about an hour. He's on the Savage Nation. Charles, why do you think a concealed knife is a good idea on an airplane?
Multiple reasons, Dr. Savage. Number one, I'm a defense instructor, and I've been doing that for 18 years in Arizona here. And there's just simply not much of a threat profile from it because the militia, if it just like happened on Flight 93, if somebody tries something with a knife, the militia will not allow them to survive the incident, let alone succeed in...
Wait, what do you mean, what militia?
You and I. The citizen militia will summon itself.
The citizen militia. So you think that if everyone has a 3-inch knife, then the Islamo-fascist would-be terrorist would be overpowered by the other passengers with knives?
Well, no, not necessarily with knives. For instance, I carry a 4.5-foot bow on an airplane with me, and I'm fairly good with it. And I
Wait, you're allowed to carry a bow and arrow on an airplane?
No, not a bow and arrow. A bow, a martial arts bow. It's a 4.5-foot-tall walking stick. It's leaded on the bottom.
And they let you carry that on an airplane?
They smile at me when I do.
Oh, come on. I don't believe you. I think you're pulling my leg.
No, sir. Michael, I have a medical letter, and it's my walking stick, and I have...
Wow. Hold it. You're giving out a tip to our friends from Pakistan. They'll all get a medical letter.
Most of the time they don't even ask me for the letter. I just walk on with it, and it's obvious that I'm walking with it. I'm not.
I was recently in an antique store in New Orleans. I was looking for a cane with a knife in it. They used to make them.
Well, they still do. There's a company out of California, Lynn Thompson's company, called Cold Steel.
Are they legal, a cane with a sprung knife in it?
It depends on the state law in California.
No, California, nothing is legal except marijuana and crack cocaine.
In Arizona, it's perfectly legal to own a machine gun and walk down the street with it as long as you don't point it at anybody.
So. A machine gun? You buy a fully automatic gun?
Oh, sure. You can own that. There's 37 states you can own a machine gun in.
Are you serious? Wait a minute. You're telling me that an AR-15, a fully automatic AR-15, is legal in Arizona?
Yes, and 36 other states.
I had no idea. I'm so brainwashed from living here in this land of Oz that I assumed that all states forbade machine guns. That's pretty amazing. So, okay, you really think that having knives is a good idea for a lot of us?
It's a great idea because you talked about it earlier, and it relates so well to what you said before about the feminization of America. It's part of an American rite of passage for a guy to have a pocket knife in his pocket. The other thing is many of us carry these phenomenal multi-tools made by Leatherman and Gerber.
Yeah, no, I have one in my bag, and I like to travel with it because there's situations even in a hotel room. You have to fix a screwdriver, a corkscrew, right? I mean, I like having those knives, those multiple things.
There's one other element, too, if I may, and that is that TSA is incapable of finding, if you know what you're doing, TSA is incapable of finding a blade in your luggage. I've been carrying I've actually been carrying two blades with me for the last 5 years, and it's never been detected. And I use it to peel an orange. I use it to do...
Well, how do you hide it? Where do you... I mean, wouldn't it show up on an X-ray?
Dude, I'm not going to do that on your show. I'm just going to tell you that they're physically incapable of detecting it. It would just take a level of security they don't have time to do. And so rather than try and fight it...
Sir, you're not talking about anal cavity, are you?
No. It's just, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to hear... That's a rite of passage for the American male. I'm joking. Come on. It's so late at night already. I'm getting giddy here. At least I got a laugh out of you. I actually have a Leatherman super tool in my hand. I opened my bag. That's what I have. They're unbelievable.
Wait. But Leatherman makes a number of smaller tools. For instance, they make one called the Squirt that has a real short blade on it.
Okay. I can make some jokes out of that one, but we won't do that.
Right, but the Micra is one that many people in America have on their keychain. It's absolutely harmless. Basically, you could have any blade that doesn't lock, and it wouldn't be that much of a danger from...
See, here's my fear about knives on planes, Charles. You make very good points, however. Scenario, 6 Islamofascists bored with knives. Plane is in the air. Food's being served. They jump up. They grab a baby from someone. They grab a woman, whatever, and they put knives to their jugular vein. What's going to happen next?
The militia is going to summon itself forth, and it's going to stomp them to death. Various people will have various...
But what about the baby with the knife to the jugular vein?
Well, that baby may die, Michael, but the point is, so will the terrorist, and the militia will not allow them to survive.
The plane will not go down? The plane will not go down because the people are not going to take it anymore.
No, the cockpit door's hardened. They're not going to get through the cockpit door with a Leatherman tool or a 2.4-inch blade or anything else. Furthermore, the passengers are going to summon themselves forth. Also, one thing you don't realize is there's a lot of law enforcement, not just the marshals, but there's last plane I was on, there was a border patrolman who was carrying in the seat next to me that I noticed. And I struck up a conversation about his H&K he was carrying.
Do they let... officers carry weapons onto airplanes now?
All federal agents fly arms. FBI.
That's good to know. I didn't know that.
Border Patrol. They all do. They all fly armed.
I didn't know that. That's actually very good news. What? That's very good news. So, you see, I think the terrorists have stopped targeting airplanes because of that. They know they're going to get stomped or killed. They're looking at other vehicles, other avenues, you know. We know that. So they're looking elsewhere. They've already done us in on the airplane. But I really appreciate it. What I find puzzling is why now? Why did Joe Pistone, who's a very, very, very well-known FBI agent with a great track record, certainly not a feminized agent, why would Pistone suddenly decide today, he's the head of the TSA, that it's okay for us to carry knives? I don't understand the timing. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I don't know about you, but the last thing I need is some decorator in my house bloviating about blinds I can't live without. Who needs highway robbery when you could go to blinds.com and schedule a face-to-face virtual design consultation for free? You heard me, free. Here's how it works. Just fire up your smartphone, tablet, or webcam and connect with a Blinds.com design expert. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes for your room, only without any pressure to buy. Installation is easy. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Set up your home now so it's ready for spring at Blinds.com. I've used them. Go to Blinds.com.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Attention homeowners. Have you refinanced your mortgage in the last 18 months? Did you get a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate? Think you've done all you can to save money? Call Pacific Source Funding now and save even more. Rates have dropped again. Fixed rates haven't been this low for an amazing 60 years. Pacific Source Funding can redo your mortgage at no cost to you. That's right, a refi with no fees at all. No title fees, no appraisal fees, and no closing costs. You may be able to start saving money immediately. Lock it in and we pay for everything. Call Pacific Source Funding now to grab an incredibly low fixed rate with 0 points or fees at 888-643-6006. In process right now with another lender? Don't spend money you don't have to. Call Pacific Source Funding at 888-643-6006. That's 888-643-6006. 888-643-6006. Got Mortgage DBA Pacific Source Funding. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms subject to change. Not all applicants qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 0178370, NMLS number 245420.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
Dart into Cache Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where three people will win $500 cash, and one will win the Dodge Dart guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends, and not just any cars, Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed, only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So the newspapers run by leftists in America glorifying Chavez, who was a gangster, drug dealer, accrued $2 billion, a complete and total negative leader. And here's the headline of today's New York Times for Wednesday, March 6, 2013. They show crying Venezuelans. They don't show the people who were ripped off by him, killed by him, imprisoned by him, businesses appropriated by him. Instead, true to form, Pinchy Sulzberger does what he always does, which is glorify the unglorifiable. Headline, Chavez, who led Venezuela, era of turmoil, dies. Killed by cancer at 58. Not died from cancer, but killed by cancer, which is an interesting... See, I'm a wordsmith. Killed by cancer implies something. Not died of cancer, killed by cancer. An implication is someone killed him. Divided nation bracing for uncertainty after popularity by William Newman. So you have to throw that in the garbage. Next headline, U.S. Catholics and polls see a church out of touch. Most want younger pope, more open to modern ideas. What do you mean by modern ideas? Like birth control, ordaining women and married men as priests? According to the latest lying poll by the New York Times CBS News poll, yeah, right. Okay, they now they're dictating what the Catholic Church should do. Liberalize it, in other words. I don't agree with it. I actually don't agree with it at all. I don't think most Catholics want it liberalized. They want a real religion. It doesn't mean they have to follow it. See, this is the funny thing. It's like a person who wears a cross. They could be a stripper, but they wear a cross. They have an identity with the religion. They don't take everything like 100%. But like when they go in church, they want to know it's like from. That's what it is. They go in church. They know what it stands for. They know they're bad, they're evil, they're fallen, they're going to be punished. And they want it that way. Doesn't mean they want to follow every rule. It's the same thing with any religion. Either it's a religion or it's not a religion. Don't water it down and turn it into like Mr. Rogers' church. That's what I think. Not U.S. Catholics in poll. Poll by the New York Times. Very reliable. Beyond belief. Dancer held an acid attack on Bolshoi director, another nutty Russian. Pavel Dmitrenchko threw acid in a film critic's... What? He threw acid in a company's artistic director's face. A crime that gripped Moscow and left one of Russia's most revered institutions in turmoil. Pavel Dmitrenchko hired two men to accost Mr. Filin outside his apartment building. Blah, 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 as Mr. Filin punched in an entry code... The police said a masked man called his name and tossed the contents of a jar of sulfuric acid in his eyes. That's horrendous. That's horrible. The crime set off weeks of soul searching in this ballet mad city, especially because Mr. Filin, blah, 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 professional grudge. Well, you take a look at the dancer on the front page. He looks villainous, number one. His eyes look crazy. Most dancers are crazy. They're very high strung. They're very high-strung and crazy, most dancers, by the way. They live there skinny. They don't eat. No, they are. I mean, they're very good to look at. I mean, I'm not into dance, personally. It's not because I'm a lowbrow. I like certain highbrow things, but dance is not one of the things. I'll give you reasons why another time. I don't want to sound too lowbrow, but I'm not into dance. I never liked ballet. I would go, and I would try to go take the kids when they were young. I thought it was cultural. I never liked ballet. I don't understand it. Ballet was an extension of, yes, I understand the art form. But it derived from royalty checking out the young girls that they were going to have that night. They had to bring them in from the academies. They look at them in tights and say, all right, her, and what, third from the left, six from the right. All right. That's what it was. It's like river dancing. I told you that before. Where do you think river dancing originated? The Irish, like, group leader, the killer, the biggest thug, the biggest hell angel. He sat around with like a cane and a fire. All right, bring him in, let him dance. I'll take the third from the left, six from the right. That's how dancing originated. It was picking girls for the leaders. So I can't get into it. It's lewd. It's too lewd. The naked costumes. Maybe there's a part of me that's too religious. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
An irreverence, and he is a transgressor, and he knows how to exploit all of these sentiments of rage, revenge, revolution, and dependency that are now deeply ingrained in a significant segment of society.
Among those sentiments, a deep distrust of the wealthy.
He has said, to the poor people of Venezuela, I am going to save you from this constant misery into which you are thrust by the elites.
So the world can breathe a sigh of relief. One of the worst men of this century has finally died and gone to hell where he has belonged from the beginning. He took a beautiful nation. He drove the middle class, largely he drove the middle class, out of Venezuela. He trashed the economy. And the rest, of course, will remain to be seen what happens now. It's a criminal government that he created. No rule of law. One of the highest homicide rates in the Western Hemisphere, drug kingpins running the Venezuelan army, former guerrillas running the government, a totally collapsed civil society, no freedom of the press. And, of course, if you listen to our actors of the left, they tell you what a great man he really was. So I've invited listeners of Venezuelan, let's say, heritage, to put it that way, who have fled to America to call the Savage Nation. This is going to be a shot for you to tell the world on my show of 185 stations what life was really like under this dictator. Now, the phone number here is 855-407-2822. Let's go to WMAL in Washington, D.C. Santiago, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, we came to the United States in 1990, right after the riots of Caracas in 89. My dad thought the situation was really bad, was getting worse. And shortly after we were here, I think it was in 93, Chavez gave the military coup and became this sort of hero persona. But after he gained power, he started doing a lot of this socialist things, nationalizing industries.
Well, I understand that if he drove through town with his goons, he could point at a building and say that's nationalized. Or at a business, he could take anyone's business and say it's now nationalized, owned by the government. He closed down opposition TV stations, opposition radio stations. Tax-wise, it's interesting, but that's a separate issue. Santiago, do you think Venezuelans will return there now that the dictator is dead?
I think... yes, and we have a lot of hope because I don't think it has truly been rooted that badly, as sincere as it is in Cuba, that you've had Castro there for ages. This guy, it's been around for about 15 years, and there's part of the older generation, like myself, we grew up loving America. Talking about
it. It's interesting you should say that. I had Venezuelan friends. People don't know that when I was in high school. They were a friend of a friend, but they were Venezuelans. I mean, it was like nobody ever talked about politics. This hatred was stirred up by this leftist who brought about this disaster for your country. I think what I'm going to do now is read for you something you'll never expect. It's not from the news. And this is from a religious person who lived through the ex-Soviet Union. I'm going to read you something that you're not going to believe. Many of you don't know what happened in the Soviet Union after the Bolsheviks took over. And I'm going to tell you that it can happen here. It was about a year ago, I went to an Orthodox Jewish wedding. And in this brochure that the bride put out, there was the story. It's called The Story of Trust and Faith. And I'll read you a few paragraphs. You'll see why I'm reading this now. At the time of this particular incident, the family lived in a synagogue gallery in the town of Gomel in Russia. Years before, they had lived in rented accommodations belonging to a wealthy man. However, when private property was nationalized in Russia, every family was given a room, including the previous homeowners. If you saw Dr. Zhivago, you understand what Obama's teachers did to the Soviets who had property. Obama's heroes seized the property of property owners, nationalized it, and put the poor into every room in their home along the lines of what Fidel Castro has done. You say, don't be crazy. It can't happen here. Well, it didn't happen overnight in Russia. No, the potato patch sprouts very, very slowly. And you have to watch the sprouts very carefully. And I, as an agronomist, will tell you what's popping up in the garden that Obama has planted. If you care to comment on my question, do you think Obama is unraveling? Do you think it's going to lead finally to his downfall? I will take your calls at 855-400-7282. But I'll tell you right now, it's not going to lead to his downfall immediately. He's going to get much worse. This is not the beginning of the end of the Obama regime. This is just, as Winston Churchill said, the end of the beginning. He is going to double down on his deceit, on his mania, on his narcissism, on his dangerous behaviors. It's the Savage Nation. You care to comment on your country, what it's become under this regime? KSFO Ray, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Obama, you asked if he was cracking up. And I would say, in my opinion, he's been cracking up from the beginning. He's had a willing and capable media who's been running cover for him. They've really been his bodyguards in his Secret Service for the past few years. And as you indicated, when Woodward turns, the others are taking note and following. But he operates like an acorn player in that he walks into offices, corporate offices, and he makes demands on the people sitting there. And typically,
I'm sorry. Who does that? Obama walks into corporate offices?
Well, I mean, that's his style. That's where he grew up, making demands on corporations.
Oh, you mean he pulls the rent-a-mob game on people?
There you go. And see, so when this doesn't happen, that's what he's doing with this thing about, oh, we won't have any firefighters, we won't have any this,
In other words, he's getting in the face of anybody who opposes his Soviet agenda.
And you're right, and he's had cover by all of the major media this whole time.
But here's the danger. Many of us are praying to God this is the end of the beginning and the man is going to now suddenly be exposed. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. He is going to get much, much worse. He is going to become even more dangerous than he is right now. This man has gotten away with so much that he is totally high on his power, not drunk on his power. He is high on his power. And a man who's high in his power usually doesn't rein himself in. He gets even more violent. You ask any cop. You ask the two cops in Santa Cruz who are dead. They can't answer the question now. Did you hear about that story?
Yes, it's an awful tragedy.
Two cops go to a domestic dispute in Santa Cruz, for those of you around America, and this lunatic opens fire on them and kills them in the door. Well, actually, he disarmed them first. One was a female officer, God rest her soul. I have feared this from the beginning. He overpowered the woman, took her gun, and killed both of them. The news media is covering up that little fact. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing for me to report, but I have to report it. I'm obliged to report it. He overpowered them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation's health therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation's health therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Well, the new economic policies are what they are, and the big question is, how is it all going to affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at one of two special financial seminars. The first will be on Tuesday, March 12th in Palo Alto, and again on Thursday, March 14th in Newark. Both are at 7 o'clock. No cost, no obligation. Retirement plans, saving money, what do we do now? Again, join Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman. This will be March 12th, 7 o'clock at the Crown Plaza in Palo Alto, or Thursday, March 14th at the Hilton in Newark. Call to reserve a seat. It's all free, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305 or on the web. Don't invest and forget.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Across the country, these cuts will force federal prosecutors to close cases and potentially let criminals go. Air traffic controllers and airport security will see cutbacks, and that could cause delays at airports across the country. Tens of thousands of parents will have to scramble to find child care for their kids.
Demagogue.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans Bolshevik. Will lose access to primary care and preventive care like flu vaccinations.
Alinsky stooge.
So these cuts are wrong. They're not smart. They're not fair. They're a self-inflicted wound that doesn't have to happen.
Well, there's an example of the fear tactics that the Chicago candidate Obama is using. As we well know, it was all lies because they could cut elsewhere. There's plenty of fat in the system, like trips by the Department of Homeland Security to Hawaii or to Las Vegas to study Homeland Security. You can find a few $100 million cutting out the vacations for the girls at the Department of Homeland Security who work for Janet. I said to you that the release of the illegal aliens into the streets should have forced a conference by the Republicans calling for the firing of Napolitano. Instead, they fired. Did you know this? Did you know that they fired an ICE agent? They blamed him. They threw somebody overboard inside the ICE itself, Immigration and Customs Employment. They fired a senior official who they claim did it. But the fact of the matter is, by releasing criminal detainees who are in prison, they have committed a crime, not only against their duties, but against the Constitution. They've made Americans unsafe. Napolitano should be fired, not the career employee. And I'm telling you, if we had a real Republican Party, they would have fired Napolitano out of it, out of it. So this is what's going on. I predicted this would happen. I'm not trying to show you how smart I am, but it didn't take that much analysis to understand where Obama was going. I've studied, let's put it to you this way. I study politics since I'm 18 years of age. I've watched leaders, presidents, dictators, nice guys leading. And I've seen this guy from the beginning. I saw him the first day he was foisted upon us. Very important word. The first day Obama, as I affectionately call him, was foisted upon the American people, that we saw him afterwards. That first day, as he walked up the steps of Air Force One, do you remember how tentative his steps were? Like a child on a tricycle, on a three-wheeler, he looked insecure. He looked around and said, oh, my God, look where the gang put me. I can't believe it. That's what his eyes said. Look where they put me in, Michelle. I can't believe it. I'm on Air Force One. Now speed the clock forward. Now we have the guy unraveling and coming up with such big lies about the so-called sequester, which he created, saying if you cut a dime out of the budget, the sky will fall. The sky will fall. Everything's gone. And then they release people into the streets from jails, illegal aliens. And as I said to you, I hadn't seen that done since the Mario boat invasion by Fidel Castro, who was the last communist leader to release thugs onto the enemy shores. Have you ever seen an administration that denies any relationship to anything that is done? First of all, Obama said he didn't know about Benghazi. Someone else did it. Now he says he didn't know about the release of prisoners by ICE. Somebody else did it. He said career bureaucrats did it. Barack Obama has no relationship to his own government, according to what we are hearing coming out of Barack Obama. And I say to you, he's unraveling. And I'm asking you if you agree with me that he's unraveling. But don't get, look, I mean, the calls are lined up now around the block. But don't underestimate these Bolsheviks in Chicago. Do not underestimate the Bolsheviks. They are very tough, they are very smart, and they're going to double down on their crimes against this country. And they're going to threaten people even more and more subtle ways. That's my opinion. Mike on WABC, welcome to the program. What's your opinion?
I've been a Democrat for 43 years. I'm 46 years old now. I voted for Barack Obama the first time around. And as a consequence of all of his policies, I've become a complete conservative in the last 3 years. I voted for Mitt Romney. I voted for a Republican for the very first time in this past election.
So you saw the danger signals in the first 4 years. Is that what you're saying, Mike?
Yeah, that's basically what I'm.
So let me also understand you. Your family no longer speaks with you in New York, right? You lost your wife. Your mother divorced you. Your father won't talk to you or return calls. All of your relatives won't come to dinner with you, all because you are no longer a lifetime Democrat. That's usually what happens, by the way. Let's go to MAL, WMAL, the great WMAL. Why do I like WMAL so much? I like all my stations, all of my children, all of my 182 children. I love you all. I mean, I'm number one in Nashville. You know what that meant to me because it's a music city, right? First, the numbers in New York were big. I know you don't want to hear me boast, but it's a big deal. It's a new show. I was reborn only a few months ago. And to be reborn at my age is pretty, is like, I'm born again talk show host. Michael Savage is a born again talk show host. I was reborn in November, reborn with Cumulus Media Networks. And I had thought my career was over because of what I had been put through and what I had been going through. But here God came and put his hand down and moved me into an area that I had only hoped for. I thought all doors were closed to me. And yet there's something very big on my horizon that I can't even predict. And I've been training for it for all of these years, all of my studies, all my travels, all my education. It's moving in a certain direction. WABC Joshua, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Michael? First, I want to thank you for your great show, and thank you for the book you sent me, A Time for War. I just want to tell you, you said I have intuition. I don't know when. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Barack Obama is going to overstep his boundaries, and he's going to start falling apart.
I did. I said it. I'm glad someone heard me, Joshua. I predicted that his hubris was getting so great that he would make a great mistake. And there he was. They threatened Bob Woodward. And the very same day, by the way, ICE says that they didn't release the illegal aliens. Janet Napolitano's lying and saying she didn't do it. Some lower-ranked bureaucrat in her regime there, whatever she runs, Homeland Security, did it. I don't believe it. Do you?
No way.
She did it. No, of course they don't do things like that on their own. They could go to prison for that. He took the fall for Napolitano, was given a full pension, and they said, take the fall, take a full pension or else. They threatened him as well. And so this is an example. They're breaking apart. This is a plane that's flying too high and too fast, and it's starting to lose bolts. The rivets are coming off the skin of the airplane. That's what I see. Whether they can save themselves is another story. This is the time for all good men to expose what has happened to them from the Obama administration. As all world leaders are, they're born under lucky stars. But in my reading of history, and I'm an amateur student of history, it's certainly not my expertise, but I read widely in history and have for a long while, at some point hubris usually catches up with itself, and we see even the biggest of them. Well, the song was The Harder They Fall by Jimmy Cliff. If you know that song, I'm sure you remember that song, the great song. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Something is happening here, though. There's a pattern.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts. Talk Talk 560 KSFO. Police say they've solved a 23-year-old murder by linking DNA evidence to a man who was shot and killed by a woman he later tried to kidnap. Kevin Kemp was suspected in a 1990 strangulation but was killed weeks later when he tried to attack another woman. The number of paroled sex offenders who are missing in California is 15% higher than before Governor Brown's law enforcement realignment law took effect 17 months ago. The increase amounts to 360 more sex offenders whose whereabouts were unknown last year. He banned 16-ounce sodas, trans fats in restaurants, and public smoking. Now New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has a new target, young people playing their music too loud through their headphones. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 280 at Ray Street in San Jose. It's a crash, three cars off to the right shoulder there. An accident also southbound 101 Capitol Expressway on the right side. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL. Tax deal.
Hey folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again? Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-260-4461 to take advantage of Lear Capital's Silver Investor Special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now, 1-800-260-4461. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-260-4461. That's 800-260-4461.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
On the next morning show, it's for real. The post-Pop-Tart traumatic stress disorder. You'll hear about it on a Thirsty Thursday. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Now let's go to WMAL again. Adrian, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I'm a British military officer who's been working over here for the last 18 months in the Pentagon. The observation that I would make is about your media, and I was not pretending for a minute, and I heard your observations about the UK earlier. I'm not going to pretend that the UK media is perfect, but I find almost no news is ever pushed out on the mainstream media over here, and that you really have to search, and therefore the American public will really have to search to actually get any news of worth, as opposed to people talking about storms in the Midwest or the...
Well, Adrian, it's interesting you should mention that because, yes, the government media complex in this country is overwhelmingly much like Pravda or Izvestia. As a military officer, you know where that leads, I'm sure, Adrian.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. I am struggling to work out for how much longer. I know that there have been some very significant stories over the last 18 months that I've been here. But, again, we watch, certainly, and thank you for your comments about WMAL. I'm a passionate listener here in the Washington area. But again, I watch these stories come up, and the next minute, yet again, there is a minor earthquake or a mini tsunami somewhere. And that...
Oh, yes, there could be another earthquake. Yeah, in other words, Benghazi was covered up by X, Y, and Z. It was covered up by Sandy the Storm. He got away with that one. He's a very lucky man, Adrian, by the way. He was born under a lucky star. There's a pattern. Would you agree with that?
I think the thing for me, and interestingly, a friend of mine introduced me to Atlas Shrugged, which is a book I'd never seen or heard before.
Really? Ayn Rand, of course. Great book, very important, but somewhat forgotten. So what did you get from that book?
Well, I think for me it was how many of those things. She was a very insightful lady for somebody who wrote that such a while back. And one of the big themes in Atlas is about the total and utter control that the people were put under using the media as a primary tool. And I think for me, as somebody who does come from a country where I do think that I could turn on most of the major news channels, and I could actually see something about Syria or North Africa or something other than, and I know I've come back to it, and a bit of a stuck record, but I cannot believe that a storm can have 3 days of solid coverage where yet another person is standing there with their wooden ruler saying, yep, there's 6 inches of snow.
Well, of course you understand why that's happening, because they're all in bed with the Democrat socialist regime of the country, and they don't want any scandals coming out of the White House to be seen by the average jerk in America. Britain, although you don't have a First Amendment in England, you do have a very exciting press, which I read on a daily basis. It's very interesting. It's kind of a dichotomy. You don't have a First Amendment, yet you seem to have a more dynamic press in England. How does that work?
Well, and in fact, isn't it somewhat ironic that, and again, I skim Drudge as well as various other sites, and you will often find the Guardian of all papers, the Guardian, yeah, which used to be a very staid left-wing paper, somewhat ironically, has become almost a bit of a champion for very serious news stories.
But you in England have gone through the Brown years. You know what he did to the country. You know that the pattern is very similar to what Obama's doing. It's not much different than the Labour Party of England, is it?
No, that's correct. And actually, I know I'm taking up some time, but the other piece is welfare. My biggest lesson, please, please, America, is stop getting so drunk on welfare.
Let me give you a message, since you claim you're in the military. How is it that your leaders permit Muslims into the country who claim they want to overthrow the country, kill the queen, and let them have welfare with 15 or 16 children and living in public housing? How does that work in England?
Oh, well, I mean, and hence my plea, my absolute plea that you try to steer away from the idea that somebody, by right, and again, whether it's the European Union, which is an interesting discussion in its own right, allowing people from anywhere within the Union to come in and actually end up with more on a monthly basis in handouts than somebody who was born in that very country.
Well, as you know, the EU is the new Communist Party of Europe. It's communism light. Instead of doing it with a boot, they do it with a... With a new law. Adrian, I'm so glad you're a listener to The Savage Nation. It's nice to hear someone who could actually speak the language properly on The Savage Nation. But I myself, although I have a heavy New York brogue, think that all different regional accents are interesting, even the regional accent of England. I mean, I accept the regional accent of England as well as I accept the regional accent of Brooklyn. It's interesting. I have once studied all of the accents in England itself. It's very intriguing. That's a whole show which I'd like to do when things calm down, which is the accents within England, whether it be the Scottish or the Irish or the Welsh or the London accent. It's very peculiar how these accents emerged and what they symbolize. They're not much different than our country in that way, but I don't want to get distracted. I want to talk about Obama. Do you think he's unraveling? Do you think the hubris that Obama's been exhibiting will finally bring him down? The callers tonight are so wonderful. If you've been calling and holding, please hang on. It's The Savage Nation. You know, in one of my books, Trickle I think it was trickle-up poverty or trickle-down tyranny. I was in trickle-up poverty. I gave a savage plan to save America. It was a 17 or 18-point manifesto. And in one of them, I said, cut government bureaucracies by 5% per year for four straight years until we cut the bureaucracies by 20% each over 4 years. We all know that there's at least 25% fat in every department. We know that. Patronage positions, contracts that don't have to be let, vacations that are paid for by the government under the guise of visiting Las Vegas to study security, visiting New Orleans to study transportation. They're called the junkets. So we know there are billions and billions of dollars that are wasted every year. Every rational person knows that from their own household budget. What do you mean sequester? We can't afford it. If you're overspending, the first thing you do is you cut back. But don't tell that to Alinsky in the White House. Saul Alinsky Jr. or Papa Junior Dr. Vanier, whichever way you want to look at it. The man is out of control. We've seen it. I've said it in his eyes. I said it was going to make a big mistake. He looked like he was going over the edge to me. He had the look of someone right on the edge. Is this the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning? God only knows. My guess is it's neither. I'll take your calls, though, on this issue. Let's go to WABC First in New York on Johnny on WABC. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how are you tonight? My comment is concerning Obama, or Blowbama, as I call him, whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad.
I like that. Is it Shakespeare or is it somebody that I don't know?
It's either Shakespeare or one of the Greeks. I can't tell you for sure. But
yeah. So do you think Obama's been driven mad by the demands put upon him by the people who put him in power and by the fact that they just won't back off? They won't listen to the American people. They won't listen to the Republicans. They won't even listen to the more sane members of their own party. Do you think that that fanatical faction that foisted this man upon the world stage is pushing him beyond his limits?
I think that these people are a psychotic break with historical reality.
That's interesting. Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first administration that was drunk on its own power, would it?
No, but I don't think Obama's his own person, and I don't think he ever has been, but now he feels he has a chance to really be his own person, but the people that put him in there aren't so sure they want him to be his own person.
You mean he's gone too far?
No, he was really put in there to occupy the chief executive and to paralyze it and to frustrate the government, to paralyze it so it can be pillaged. That's why he's there. He allows these people. That's why they allow him in there.
Johnny, did you ever watch the TV series on HBO, The Sopranos?
I've only seen snippets of it.
I highly recommend one or two segments of it where the gang, The Sopranos, have a friend of the boss of the gang who owns a big sporting goods store. I don't mean a little mom-and-pop store. Like, I'm talking a huge sporting goods store that's, you know, it takes in probably $20, $30 million a year. And the guy's an inveterate gambler, a degenerate gambler. And he comes to the head guy and he says, I want in on the private gambling game. And Tony even says to him, Tony Soprano says, hey, look, you can't come to this game because you're going to get hurt. The guy says, no, I want to be in the game. Well, he loses loses the store. He gambles all night. Loses the store. Tony and the gang take over the sporting goods store. The very next day, they move into an office in the back of the sporting goods store. They're sitting around eating pizza. They're having a good time. Meanwhile, they're out of the back door. They're taking the skis. They're taking sunglasses. They're taking display stands. And this goes on for several months until the store starts to look empty. And then towards the end, they take the store's credit line and they start buying first-class tickets on airlines in large blocks with the store's credit. Does that not sound like the analogy of what's going on in this country today?
Yes, it does.
Well, this is an example where I don't know whether art imitates life or life imitates art, but it looks to me like the country has been taken over by the Sopranos.
Well, that's the internationalist Marxists. They are thugs. They are gangsters. They're thieves and they're liars when you get right down to it.
Well, you know, it's funny. Meyer Lansky, the great, terrible, horrible killer from Murder Incorporated, built up his fortune through murder and chicanery, thievery, bribery, extortion over a many-year period. And then he took his entire nest egg and he put it into the Nacional Hotel in Cuba before Castro came along. Castro then conducts the Bolshevik Revolution. He steals the hotel from Maya Lansky and the gang. And Lansky basically says he was just a bigger criminal than I am and he has an army. I don't. And he walks away from it. So that sort of confirms that communists are criminals. They're nothing but a criminal gang under the guise of they're for the people. And we see that going on a local, national, state level here in America on a daily basis. That's what most sane people see.
Yeah. But you know what Lansky said when Israel refused to admit him to the
what?
Country? He said, when you're a Jew, the whole world's against you.
You mean, okay, I get the joke. In other words, okay, even Israel's against you, okay, in that sense. That's like almost like the joke that any Groucho Marx said that any club that would have me as a member I wouldn't join. It's sort of the same thing.
Sure, yeah, he got booted out of the bar and he had to say something.
Now, I have one question for you, Johnny. Your voice is intriguing to me, and I'm an expert on detecting voices. Are you using any voice modification equipment on your telephone?
I'm on a dumb phone, Dr. Savage.
Ah, good, good, because dumb phones, not being smartphones, change people's voices. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Attention homeowners. Have you refinanced your mortgage in the last 18 months? Did you get a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate? Think you've done all you can to save money? Call Pacific Source Funding now and save even more. Rates have dropped again. Fixed rates haven't been this low for an amazing 60 years. Pacific Source Funding can redo your mortgage at no cost to you. That's right, a refi with no fees at all. No title fees, no appraisal fees, and no closing costs. You may be able to start saving money immediately. Lock it in and we pay for everything. Call Pacific Source Funding now to grab an incredibly low fixed rate with 0 points or fees at 888-643-6006. In process right now with another lender? Don't spend money you don't have to. Call Pacific Source Funding at 888-643-6006. That's 888-643-6006. 888-643-6006. Got Mortgage DBA Pacific Source Funding. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms subject to change. Not all applicants qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate. Number 0178370. NMLS number 245420.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-7060 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-7060. 1-800-838-7060. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-7060.
Dart into Cache Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where three people will win $500 cash, and one will win the Dodge Dart guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends, and not just any cars, Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Across the country, these cuts will force federal prosecutors to close cases and potentially let criminals go. Air traffic controllers and airport security will see cutbacks. And
he's a liar. You can hear him lying. Now, all politicians lie, but this man is lying and thinking people still believe him. He thinks that, first of all, he doesn't have a clue. He never had a business. He never had a real job. He's never worked a day in his life. He was a community organizer. He doesn't understand how a government works. Now, who was saying that? Well, I just said it, but am I the only one saying it? Well, the Black Chamber of Commerce CEO on Obama said I had hopes because he was black. Shame on me. That's right. I'm in very good company. I want you to listen to clip 15 on the Savage Nation.
Going forward, what do you think the Republican Party, conservatives, should do in response to the executive actions that the president's proposed and what Democrats in Congress are going to be pushing forward on gun control?
An executive order cannot trump the Constitution. Now, if he thinks he's Joe Stalin or somebody, let him try it. But an executive order cannot trump the Constitution. I mean, the guy's tyrannical.
Now, that is the black man who was the head of the Chamber of Commerce, a CEO, a businessman. He goes further in 16. Listen.
He doesn't have a clue. He's never had a business. He's never had a real job. He doesn't understand how it all works. I mean, he's bad. And I supported him. I voted for him first time around. I had hopes because he was black. Shame on me.
You hear this? Do you hear what's going on in this country? The head of the Black Chamber of Commerce puts him down. Oh, I'm almost giddy from today. It's not because I think anything's going to really change. You think Obama's going to wake up tomorrow and become a decent person? Nah. Obama lies on a daily basis. Like, people eat it up. Who does he think he's talking to? Uneducated adults living in slums? Yes. You don't understand. He's not as let us say, eviscerated by his hubris as you may think. He's not talking to you. He is not talking to a human being with a scintilla of analytical skills. He is talking to the dumbbells who elected him. He's talking to the uneducated hordes who have been permitted into the country, the uneducated welfare leeches who are living off the backs of the working people. And now he's telling us there's no money to cut. Who would believe that? In trickle-up poverty, I made a manifesto, and I'm not going to read the manifesto. I'm only going to read the economic recommendations that I gave. Number 5 was reduce the size and scope of government. I wrote the federal government is bloated. With the exception of the military and defense, reduce all departments in size. by 4% each year for a total reduction of size by 16% over 4 years. Okay, it wasn't followed, obviously. I then said oil for illegals. Mexico has what we want, oil, and we have something they don't want, their unemployed citizens. To offset this alien invasion, Mexico should pay one barrel of oil per month per illegal alien that sneaks into our country. Americans are also owed tens of billions of dollars in reparations from Mexico for the generous free health care, welfare, and ACLU care they've received for five decades. Wasn't enacted. What else did I suggest in terms of dollars and cents? Impose tariffs on China. We must draw a line in the sand with regard to China in order to loosen their stranglehold on our economy by imposing a 20% tariff on all goods produced in China. That tariff should be raised by 5% each year that China refuses to revalue its currency. Ha! The China lobby stopped that one. Madeleine Albright. Shall I name a few others? Sandy Soxberger. Number 20 from Savage's Trickle-Up Poverty. Institute a flat tax. Keep the estate tax at zero. Do you know that the Soviet Union and China have no estate taxes at zero, and yet the communist regime that's running America today, the Marxist regime, whatever you want to call it, yeah, the Marxist regime has just reimposed an estate tax to 55%, while the Soviet, I mean Russia rather, and China have no estate tax. It's at zero. You know what an estate tax is? It means they tax again money that was taxed before. Bush, to his credit, eliminated the so-called death tax, the confiscatory practice of taxing the inheritance money passed from parents to children upon the parents' death. The money was paid for already, over and over again. And now the communists even in China say, well, no, that's not right. We don't want to tax inheritance because they were taxed already. Let the children have it. But Obama, being a naive, doctrinaire, academic Marxist, cannot let go of the 60s. So he imposes an estate tax that even the Chinese communists have eliminated. I then say reduce pay and pensions for civil servants. I then made another statement, limit welfare benefits. Provide welfare benefits for no longer than 3 years. Require able-bodied recipients of welfare to volunteer 15 hours per week in acts of community service. America will cease to exist if we continue to steal from the makers and give to the takers. Hey, look, I'm very clear in what I write. This is in Trickle-Up Poverty. Reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act. It was an act instituted in 1933, which required the separation of commercial and investment banks. That was eliminated by Bill Clinton. Reinstate the Wall Street uptick rule. Privatize the regulation of Wall Street. Institute tort reform. That would be reigning in the lawyers. Finally, I say run the country like a business, not an empire. Run the country like a business, not an empire. All in a brilliant book, Trickle Up Poverty. You can probably still find it underneath the children's section, buried by the libs in the bookstores. The Bolsheviks, the bearded Bolsheviks with Birkenstocks in bookstores. Let's see if I can come up with another B. Be here or be nowhere.